This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, talking about having lunch with the Imam of Ait Qasim. Early one morning last month, we drove down from the Todra Gorge in southeastern Morocco and entered the Valley of Roses, where rose water is prepared for export. Our tour group had been invited to lunch with the Imam of Ait Qasim, the Muslim minister of the local mosque. We are impressed by the fact that the Imam himself was a servant, an expression of the racial and social equality that is a basic Islamic principle. The Imam served tagine, a delicious stew of meat, couscous, potatoes, carrots, and parsnips steamed in a conical ceramic cooking pot. After lunch, we were encouraged to ask the Imam any question that we wanted. The first question was about the Imam's theological training. He answered that he'd spent 14 years at a seminary where he memorized the Quran, studied the Sunnah, the deeds and sayings of Muhammad, Islamic law, and astronomy. The group was curious about why the Imam had to study astronomy. Medieval Muslims were expert astronomers, and many of the stars have Arabic names. The Imam explained that some Muslim prayers require stellar orientation, and that the determination of Muslim holy days requires exact knowledge of the appearance of the new moon. I asked the Imam about the Wahhabi theology that inspired Osama bin Laden and which is still being spread and funded by Saudi Arabia. When the Imam informed us that the Ministry of Islamic Affairs had proscribed Wahhabi teachings, I followed up with an observation that this appeared to be a violation of religious freedom. Our guide defended this, saying that the threat of Al-Qaeda was so great that this decision was a matter of national security. In May of 2003, three Saudis were given 10-year sentences for starting an Al-Qaeda cell in Morocco and planning to blow up ships in the Straits of Gibraltar. Later the same month, 10 suicide bombers killed 41 people and injured another 100 in Casablanca, the second largest city in Africa. In March of this year, police cornered an Al-Qaeda operative in an internet cafe in Casablanca, where he blew himself up. While we were in the country, police had located four more terrorists, three of whom detonated their bombs, and the fourth was shot by police. Earlier in the trip, we visited a madrasa in the medieval city of Fez, where there were 26 students living in a beautifully ornate 14th century building. We interviewed three students who were studying theology with 300 other seminarians at Fez University, which has an unbroken history of 1,100 years. For centuries, the students in Fez would gather around the professor's chair and form an intellectual circle. The students condemned terrorists who claimed to be Muslims. They said that Islam teaches that it is absolutely prohibited to take a life without reason, and that those who commit suicide go straight to hell. The students also confirmed that Wahhabi theology was not part of their curriculum, and they also mentioned that classes in Judaism and Christianity would soon be added to their syllabus. When asked about when and whom they would marry, they surprised us by saying that there would be no obstacle to them marrying Jewish or Christian women. I've read many books and articles about the world's religions, but there's nothing like person-to-person contact to deepen our understanding and encourage tolerance for other beliefs. This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, requesting that you send your comments to nickgeyer@adelphia.net or check out my website at www.nickgeyer.com.